Are you a high school or college student with a long research paper to write? Then more than likely you're spending hours in the library tracking down little-known facts you are hoping will impress your teacher enough to give you an A, or at least to keep you from getting an F. Anyway, if you have been spending hours in the library, or even just minutes, you've probably noticed lots of good-looking girls sitting all by themselves, intently leafing through enormous volumes of pre-Elizabethan poetry and the like. Of course, that doesn't mean women don't get just as bored in the library as you do. It may take them a little longer, a half hour, say, to your 48 seconds, but they do get bored. And as a recent study of college sophomores pointed out, when students get bored, the first thing they think of is sex. The girls just as much as the boys. That's one of the main reasons why libraries are such great places to pick up girls, and why, even if you're not a student, you might consider undertaking a research project of your own. Here's how one young guy, Mike, recently picked up a girl in the library at the University of Wisconsin. She had pretty heart-shaped lips, a special weakness of Mike's, that she licked as she studied. Listen to how Mike got things started.
That's gonna be some biology exam, huh?
What?
I said that's gonna be some mother of a biology exam.
What biology exam?
The one next Thursday on crustaceans.
What? Look, I don't even take biology.
Oh, come on, sure you do. I see you in my lecture every Tuesday and Thursday morning. You take notes and I nap.
You must be mistaking me for somebody else.
Do you have a sister who goes to school here?
No.
A cousin?
No. Now look, I have to study.
I know, so do I. It's just that I could have sworn you were this girl in my biology class. She has one fantastic feature that you do, too. That's why I was sure you were her.
What feature?
Aha! The girl is a little bit interested now. Mike has both flattered her and aroused her curiosity. Instead of telling her flat out that she has beautiful heart-shaped lips, he makes his compliment a little tantalizing, a little more romantic. The girl questions Mike as if she's only mildly curious, but believe me, she really wants to know.
Well, what feature are you talking about?
Your lips. They're heart-shaped. Heart-shaped lips are one of the three most beautiful features a woman can have.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are the other two?
Now Mike has her really interested. First of all, she's starting to feel friendly toward him because he gave her such a nice compliment. Everybody loves to be complimented. Secondly, he's been interesting, different. There's the promise of his telling her things she's never heard before. Girls like that a lot. Now it's time for Mike to advance their relationship a step.
So, look, what are the other two features that can really make a woman beautiful?
I'll only tell you on one condition.
What's that?
If you take a short study break now and come and have a Coke with me.
Oh, well, gee, I really have to study.
Oh, come on, for 10 minutes. I saw you licking those gorgeous heart-shaped lips a couple of minutes ago, and I just know you're thirsty.
Well...
Oh, come on. A tall, cold, icy Coke. It'll help you study better.
Well, okay, but just for a couple of minutes.
Believe me, that's as long as I want to take. I've got a lot of studying myself.
Mike and the girl go to the campus soda shop across the street from the library. She still wants to know about the other two things that make a woman really beautiful.
Well, one of the other things is your name. Which reminds me, I don't even know yours.
Oh, it's Jessica.
Jessica? Mm. You're kidding.
No.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you really like it?
Like it? I'm mad for it. In fact, you look like a Jessica.
Oh, come on, you're just putting me on. What's the third thing that makes a woman beautiful?
The way a woman's earlobes are shaped.
Earlobes?
Uh-huh. Earlobes can be very sexy. I'll show you.
And here Mike takes Jessica's long, black, silky hair and holds it back so that he can see her earlobes. All the better to explain to her the many mysteries of beauty, sex, sensuality, and what it is that attracts men to women. I needn't tell you that he and Jessica are already on the way to a nice, warm, cozy relationship. What's the moral of this particular pickup? Simple. Compliment a woman in an interesting way. Don't just say,
Hey, baby, you got nice tits.
Think about it a little bit. Then tell her you've only seen one other woman whose breasts come even close to being as shapely as hers.